This is the Pacifica National Board meeting for September 26th, Monday, 2011. Back in open session for just a very short period of time here. Summer Rees, Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, and Afia Wangaza, Secretary. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll again, please?
Ken Aaron. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Jessica Apollinar.
Here.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Here.
Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Present.
Ifia Wangaza, present. Kimra Orendorf.
Present.
Laura Priebus.
Here.
Marcel Reed.
Here.
Summer Rees.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Dan Siegel.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Andrew Turner, excuse Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Arlene Engelhardt.
Present.
LeVarne Williams.
Present.
We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Welcome, members of the public. We are today, because we are almost at the end of our session, and we had 3 hours of public comment over the weekend, which is twice the time normally allotted during a Pacifica National Board in-person meeting. I would like to give each member of the public, you'll each have 2 minutes to address the board today. And so, well, we gave five to everybody and extra innings if they wanted them all weekend. So hopefully that will be sufficient. And if there has not been a list distributed, I would ask, as there were only a few members of the public, if you could simply line up to go ahead and take your turns and address the board for 2 minutes each, and then we are going to hopefully briefly pass one motion before we have to adjourn in about a few minutes. You can have whatever you need, John. Thank you. That would be John Elmella, our fantastic technical staff, and I got nothing there. So, folks, if you could, whomever wants to speak first, and just line up so that you can take your turns at the microphone. Does somebody have the wording on that death penalty motion?
Yeah, I have.
But I'm going to block somebody.
William, can you hang on a second? Are we back on the stream, John? Okay, go ahead, William, please.
Hello, William Hairwagon from New York.
Folks, could we have order? We have members of the public wishing to address us. I'd like everyone to please just stay focused for a few more minutes. Thank you. William, please go ahead and begin again.
Thank you. I just want to thank all the people at PFW who organized this. I mean, there's, of course, there's the general manager, John Hughes. There's PNB member, LSB member, Marcel Reed. And, of course, Gloria Turner, who I think is here.
Yes.
Thank you all. And anybody else who had anything to do with organizing the event. Let's see. Now, what do I really want to talk about? I just wanted to reiterate, if it wasn't clear, that the WBAI Finance Committee and LSB never really got the details needed to approve the budget, and the PNB got some kind of presentation, I guess, in executive session, and you obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously, I would imagine did not get the details needed to approve this budget, but in order to get the done before the end of the fiscal year, you passed it. Okay, but I don't think that's a good process. I think it would have been better to be 2 weeks late with real information. Okay, two, I wanted to talk about, what is this? Also, BAI, the space rental. You probably heard things in executive session that I don't know, but I'm just wondering, is this any of these proposed new space rentals in New York, are they costs any lower than what we're paying now? If you're going to be in Manhattan, which they seem to be, I don't see how we're going to be saving much money. Three, depreciation. All I can say again is I don't know if you passed any motions in executive session or anything, but depreciation expense is not part of operations. It's offset if you make an accounting entry is accumulated depreciation, which itself is an offset to assets. So it has nothing to do with operations. It affects the overall balance sheet and income statement, but not operations. It should not be in the operations budget, period, the end. Excuse me, some people don't like that phrase, period, the end.
And William, I apologize if you could wrap up. We're at the 2 minutes, and I do apologize.
Oh, we're at 2 minutes already?
But you go ahead, finish what you need to say.
Okay, I just say be careful about some motions I saw on pages, 9 and 10 of the PNB agenda about affecting membership. And it sounds like maybe some of them are going to become bylaw amendments. It's just political attacks against people that they don't perceive as their friends. And I wish you all well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Next member of the public would like to address the board, please.
Greetings. I'm Joni Eisenberg here with WPFW. I've been on the air 19 years. I've been on the board. I'm sorry I missed the entire PNB meeting. I was in New York City listening to WBAI and celebrating my mother's 93rd birthday, but I have three quick things to say. First of all, I wanted to really thank Arlene for the statement on Troy Davis. It was the first time that I heard an executive director since the Gulf War was my last memory of when that was done, and it really was very powerful to all of us out there, so I want to thank her, and that seems like a big step forward for us. Second, real quick, one of my dreams that I always thought we could do maybe is have some kind of more communication amongst the programmers throughout the network, and I know that's easier said than done, but listening to BAI and knowing PFW, I can really see the value, so maybe someday that could happen. Third, what I really want to say is that we at WPFW are actually doing really well. We have a Programmers Association that's been in existence for over a year that I think you heard about, and we are all almost unanimously very supportive of our interim program director, Bob Dowdry. We're really hoping he will become our permanent director. If anyone, I kind of know the history of WBAI and why some people, BAI, might be concerned about him, but he's like family to us, and we really see the tremendous contribution he's making with the station. So we hope, and I'm speaking for our programmers, that you all will do what you can do to support getting him reinstated as the permanent director. Otherwise, we're really fearful we're going to go down the road into chaos and confusion and the typical thing that often happens with Pacifica. But I heard it was a great meeting, and thank you, and thanks to all of my comrades and colleagues for helping to put it together.
Thank you, Joni, and happy birthday to your mother. Would the next member of the public like to address the board? If there is no other member of the public who would like to address the board. Thank you.
I try to defer to local people.
That's very considerate.
I'll speak for both of them, though. 6 minutes? I want to thank Sister Turner for always showing us a good time, and company. For always showing us a good time when we come to D.C. She is the Turner Group. y'all are still dragging on the coattails, but okay. No, she's a treasure.
Go ahead.
Who's keeping time?
I am.
Oh, don't start yet.
I usually start when people start speaking. I'm strange that way, but go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I had a report from New York that there was a programmer who was on the air and apparently inebriated, and a PNB member called in and they engaged in some mutual admiration. And I'm just wondering who was on what political side and if that might have anything to do, since there are other people who've been removed from the air for nothing whatsoever, and apparently if you're a little bit on the other side, you know, you can be tolerated, and in fact you can be praised. So I just think that's interesting. I'd appreciate if your photographer would not photograph me. I don't understand why that's happening at the meeting. A couple of things. I know that the Get Bernard movement is still alive and well, thank you, and I'm looking forward to your bylaws amendment. I actually think it's an interesting bylaws amendment. I would think that it's, if you're changing the way that people who are elected by the listeners are removed from the board, that the membership, members and listeners and staff should have something to say for it. But I'm sure someone has already gotten a legal opinion on this. So, because you guys are always on top of things. I have some questions about the WBAI budget, and I'm wondering why, in fact, even the presentation, which was shown here publicly, has not yet been shared with the LSB. And if there were things that needed to be said in executive session that could not happen at the LSB meeting, where the chair remarkably could not find a space in New York for more than 2 months for a meeting date that had been set more than 3 years ago, but hey, you know, things are tight. Why they couldn't have at least called an executive session of the LSB, which would not have required a wheelchair accessible space, as no members of our current LSB need those accommodations, to have shared with them the information ahead of sending the budget here. It may simply be a matter of deferring to where you know you can get what you want and not have to take a position locally, which is what I think might have happened in some cases. If I, am I being too vague? I can be a little. I can spell it out.
Whatever you do, you're at 2 minutes, so I hope that you're able to wrap up your thoughts.
I have their time, but okay, fine. My point is that there was, it seems, an almost deliberate plan to not deal with the budget locally, because there were enough attempts to find space, to suggest space, and so forth, and the meeting simply did not happen. So that your local friends, that the majority locally, which resembles the majority nationally, did not, in fact, have to take a public position on the budget that the rest of us are going to have to live under.
Thank you, ma'am. Another member of the public? Are there any other members of the public who have not spoken who wish to speak? Okay. Is there anyone else? All right, so we have one more member. Thank you.
Okay, really quickly, this is real strange for me to do it this way, but based on some of the things we talked about and the mission of Pacifica, the idea of, what am I trying to say? The idea of executions and being against executions as an artist type. This is something that we worked on, but here it goes. Okay. It's a work in progress, but here we go. Dedicate your tears to healing this world.
Troy Davis.
And your prayers to ending the death penalty. Dedicate your tears to healing this world, and your prayers to ending the death penalty. America must do better than this.
Larry Griffin, Missouri, 1995.
Better than this.
Carlos de Luna, Texas, 1989.
Better than this.
Joseph O'Dell, Virginia, 1997.
America must do better than this.
Lena Baker, Georgia, 1945.
Better than this.
Claude Jones, Texas.
Better than this.
Gary Graham, Texas, 2000.
These are all people who were executed and proven innocent after they were killed.
Thank you, ladies. That was beautiful. And folks, that ends public comment and leads directly into the one motion we hope to pass before adjourning today. So I couldn't think of a better introduction to concluding our business here this weekend in WPFW Washington, D.C.